the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Widow.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Another videotape has surfaced. Yep, Drunken Stupor has a sequel. And unlike his first a videotape of Cloudy with a Chance of Eight Balls, Mayor Fat Crack is drunk and stupor talking smack instead of smoking crack. But wait, there's more. Now, Mayor Fat Crack is under attack for another act this time. He made a lewd remark about oral sex on TV, and he still won't leave office, even though the whole Toronto want him to go. Even Drake said Toronto mayor's on his worst behavior. But Mayor Fat Crack vowed that the crack is behind him now. Pun intended. He said, look at me. I'm fat and I'm white. Do I look like I still smoke crack? Now, when I get skinny and black like that Lamar Odom, I resign. But wait, there's more. Do y'all know that Mayor Fat Crack, Drunken Stupor Shenanigans landed him a show?
A show.
Reality.
Now, I know D.C. Marion Barry. Like, this is some bullshit. I've been hoodwinked bamboozled. I put crack-smoking mayors on the map. Where the hell is my show? Contender number two, the Dallas Cowboys. When the New Orleans Saints beat the Cowboys 49-17 on Sunday, it sent their fans into a drunken stupor. Jerry Jones was so embarrassed of his team's ass-whooping, I heard he's thinking about moving to Toronto and changing his team's name to the Cocaine Cowboys. Contender number three, Alec Baldwin, a.k.a. Alec Ballin, a.k.a. Alec Boo-Hooin. Well, the actor of 30 Rock, which is Toronto's mayor's Rob Ford favorite show, was in court testifying and crying tears for fear, shout, at the trial of his stalker. This actress named Genevieve Saborn, this chick been stalking Alec for years, stalking him at his house in the Hamptons and his Manhattan crib. Anyway, Genevieve, the crazy bee, had Alec so shook, I heard he changed his name to Tracy Morgan on his Capital One card. See, Alec met the Psycho Bunny back in 2000. They kept in touch over the years, and then his man, Martin Bregman, who was a producer of Scarface, told Alec to give her a call and some advice regarding her career. According to Genevieve the Crazy Bee, she said not only did Alec call, he got the draw. Yep, according to Genevieve the Crazy Bee, Alec hit her with the oldest day in the night, Shamalama Ding Dong. Now, I don't know if he did or he didn't, if he hit or if she kitten. All I know is he can't take the draws back. She's been stalking him ever since. Alec has 26,000 Twitter followers, and she's all of them. She's showing up more than the Cowboys against the Saints. Inappropriate. Contender number four, Alec Baldwin boy Martin Bregman, the producer of Scarface, knew Genevieve was a crazy bee when he told Alec to say hello to his little friend. Who knew her crazy ass was crazy. She was his stalker first. So much for it ain't no fun if my homies ain't have none. Sarah Palin, you are the Bama of the week. Now, there's a book coming out about Sarah Palin being distraught after Glenn Rice gave her the pilaf. The book said Sarah and her sisters were into black men back then, and she wanted a brother to tint her windows and smash that glass. That Alaskan halibut is one cold piece. Simple, this is Love and Basketball, Jungle Fever, and Northern Exposure. Sarah Palin, you are the Bama of the week.